Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayayim, Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Beis. We begin on Samach Aleph on Beis on the very bottom line. Back to the birds. Amar Rav Nachman Hoya Baki Bohen Ubish Moisein. If an individual is an expert, he's well versed in those birds. Which birds are we talking about? Rashi says, we're going back to Peres and Oznia, which we mentioned yesterday. Those were two birds that have only one siman each, one kosher sign per bird. So he knows what the Peres and the Oznia look like, and he knows that the bird in front of him is neither of the above. Ubish Moisein, likewise. He knows the names of birds. So he knows which bird is part of the Peres and or Oznia species. Okay, so he knows what is and what isn't. So this fellow, if he encounters a bird that features one kosher sign, he knows it's okay, because as we concluded yesterday, you don't need all the kosher signs to be kosher. There are four possible kosher signs in total. You don't need all of them. Even one is enough, provided you're not confusing them with the Peres and the Oznia, which have just one kosher sign and are not kosher. There are exceptions to the rule, right? Just as the Oirev, which has two kosher signs, is a further exception to the rule. Two signs of kosher, but it's not kosher. Etc., etc. Continues Rav Nachman, Lo yoyu baki b'hen b'shmeisein. Suppose he's not an expert, and he encounters the bird that has only one, simon tahara, b'simon echad is tami, because this bird may very well be the Peres, maybe the Oznia. But that's only a concern if it's one simon. He might have confused it with the Peres and Oznia, which he's not familiar with. But if the bird that he encounters has two simonim of Tahara, b'shnei simonim, then he knows it's not the Peres nor the Oznia, then it's Tahar. Provided that he's familiar with the Oirev, which has two simonim and is Tameh, v'hu shi'akir Oirev. But if he's familiar with the Oirev, and he knows this is not the Oirev, then he's okay. Asks the Gemara, why is that enough? Oirev? As long as he knows what the Oirev looks like, that's enough. A Sulai, he need not be familiar with the other birds. But Tanya, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Eis kol Oirev liminoi. The Oirev is off limits, you know, the raven and its ilk. Braisa learns, Oirev means the Oirev, that's the actual raven. What is Leminoi coming to include? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Lahavi es Hazarzer. It covers the Zarzer as well, a similar bird, which Rashi calls Ishturnil. And that also is a non-kosher bird, despite technically not really being an Oirev. Amroid Rabbi Lezer, Raham responded to him, Balikvar Anshikvar Tamarti, you know, the people living in Kvar Tamarti should be Yehuda in the Yehuda territory. They would eat these Zarzer, because they feature a kosher sign. They have the crop, which is one of the kosher simonim. Amar Lahem, he says, they're in bad shape. Afhein, you know, those people there, Sidin, Litin, Sadin, they're going to pay when they go up to Shemayim. They're going to be accounted for it. Why? So interesting, Rashi brings the Gemara Baba Kama, where Rabbi Lezer explained further what his position is based on. He says, you know what? Ironically, the Zarzer hangs out with the Oirev, and it's not for nothing. Lo yal chinam halach Zarzer eitzel Oirev. There's no, it's not for naught that the Zarzer is hanging out with the Oirev. Elom neshu minoy. It's only because he's part of the same family, he's part of this same, you know, species, he belongs there. That's why he's considered as part of the Oirev group of birds, and he's tummy. So guilty by association. Davar Acher. The Braisa continues. Another explanation in Liminehu Olaminai, which is by the extra word by the Erev. Lahavi is snunis lavana, to include the white snunis, which is also from the Erev family, and it's tamei. Again, that's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amr loy chacham, respond. Again, v'alayan shegolu ha'elyon, you know, the people in the upper Galilee, oichlem oisai, they would eat this bird, meshekur kavani niklav, because he has a peeling gizzard, which is a siman tahara. Why are you considering your tamei? Amr lam, he says, they're going to pay for it. They're going to be held accountable for eating this non-kosher bird. Bottom line is that when the Torah singles out the Erev, it's not strictly the Erev. It's anything that's, you know, part of the Erev species. According to Rabbi Elazar, it extends to these two birds. According to Chachamim, to different types. So when you're familiar with just the actual raven, the original raven itself, who says that's enough to rule out other members of the raven family? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Oirev, when the Rav Nachman told us that as long as he's familiar with the Oirev and he rules that out, knowing that what he has in front of him is not the Oirev, that is sufficient. Ela Oirev, v'chol min Oirev, he meant to say the Oirev and its ilk, you know, anything part of the Oirev species, the other variety, once he's familiar with those and he knows this is not those, he's okay. Amar Amemar, Hilchasa, what's the halacha lamaisa? Oif haba b'simen echot tor, right? An oif that features just one kosher quality is tor, would lay doris, provided he's not a doris. He doesn't, you know, grab his prey with his hands, like, you know, so that is going to be a sign of kosher. Now, Tosis explains, what I may remember to say is that the Simon Echad that he's finding in this bird here is the fact that it is not a Doris. Because otherwise, if he has one Siman Tahara plus, that he's not a Doris, so in total he has two, so maybe he's the Oirev, who has two Siman Tahara and is still Tame. That's why Tesis learns that it's just one Siman, which is that he's not a Doris. Now the question is, maybe he's one of the other birds that has one Siman and is still Tame, like the Peres and the Osnia. We'll get to that in a minute. Amalei Rav Ashi la Meimar, so Rav Ashi asked Ameimar, Hadu Rav Nachman Mai? How are you going to, what are you going to do with Rav Nachman's presentation? Rav Nachman told us earlier, you can't just rely on one simon. Maybe it's the peres, maybe it's the osnia. You have to be familiar with those birds and rule them out before you eat this bird. Amalei says, L'shmile, I never heard what he said. Kalei, he meant to say, L'svirli, I don't agree with it. Sometimes you say, you know, I don't hear. It means to say, I'm not internalizing, I'm not really accepting it. Ma'ika, what's the concern? What are you worried about? Mishum peres v'osnia. Perhaps this bird that has one simon is the peres v'osnia, which has one simon in his tummy. Well, you know what? We're talking, you know, in an urban area. Lesnu b'yishuv. Those two birds are not found in urban areas, so that they're not really part of the equation. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm a sarit, scratching bird, more like a wild type of bird, which instead of cutting through his prey, cutting through the meat, just scrapes and scratches. That's the tzipor dror, the famous bird that is used for the metzora in his purification process. Oifa mesaret kashal taras metzora, that's meant to be used as part of the metzora's purification process. V'zoi snunus lavana, and this has another name called snunus lavana, the white snunus, which is actually subject to the machlokes mentioned a minute ago between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. Shenechel kuba, Rav Elazar v'Chachamim, right? Rav Elazar was the one who says that it's actually from the Oirev family, it's not a kosher bird, it can't be used for the Metzora, whereas the Chacham say it's okay. Now, we're going to see there are two types, two variations of this bird. Amar Amemar, Bechivra Kresa, the one with the white belly, Kuliyam Lipili Lishar, you all agree this is a kosher bird, and, you know, Kiplik B'Dereika Kresa. The machlokes is, the dispute revolves around the one with the yellowish, the greenish belly, which is in a way more similar to the original raven, which is dark color than black. Rabbi Elazar Asar, he says it's Asar, that's part of the raven family. Rabbanon, sure, they allow it. Vilchasak, Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that actually is considered a non-kosher bird. Marzucha, however, Masniach, he had a different version of this machlekes. But the Eroika Kresa, the one with the greenish belly, Kuli Am, Wale Pligid the Asar, all agree. That's, part of the raven family. And all agree it is Asar. Ki Pligid the Chivra Kresa, machlekes revolves around the white bellied one, Rabbi Elazar Asar, he says it's also part of the raven family, but Rabbanan Sharu, they say no, it's too dissimilar, it's a different bird, it's okay, it's Kasher, Velchasik Rabbanan, the Sharu. And here we pass like the Rabbanan, that's okay. Says the Marishlamanda Amar Bechivr Kresa Pligi. Now, according to the second version, that the Machlaikis relates to the white bellied one, Hainu Diktani Zuis Nunus Lavana. So that explains the wording of the Brice I mentioned earlier, which discussed the machlekes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim, and on the word leminoi, it said that that's the snunus levana, because that actual bird is the item on which they were disputing. El mandaoma b'dirake pligi. But according to the first version, machlekes is only on the Eroika one. But the Snunus Levana all agree is okay. My Zohi Snunus Levana, why did the Brisa relate to this problematic, questionable bird, which is the greenish one? Why did it call it the white one? My Zohi Snunus Levana. Says the more you write, the Brisa did refer to the greenish one. Lafuki de Bati de Uchmasi. The Brisa was just contrasting this one to the ones that are found in the homes and within the walls of the home, the high in the walls, the uchmasi that are just stark black. And this one is a lighter colored one, it's greenish, so the Brisa related to it as white, because it's light colored relative to the pure black. But of course, we're not speaking about the white-bellied one. We're speaking about the greenish one, because the white-bellied one, all agree, is a different species, and it's okay. Amar Rechab. Okay, so we move on. Proceed with some more names and descriptions of birds, determining which ones are kosher, which ones aren't. Amar Rechab, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rechab quotes Rabbi Yehuda. Tassel, a certain type of bird called a tassel. You should know, he belongs to the Bnei Yaina family. For karbanos, one may only use two types of birds, toirin and bnei yaina. Toirin are brought when they're more, fully grown, mature. Bnei yaina, two different types of birds. But bnei yaina can only be used when they're young. These pigeons are only used when they're young as karbanos. But once they get to the point of maturing, yellowing, we learned that, a while ago, they're pasul versus toirin, just the opposite. This type of, this variety can only be used once it, fully grows and matures. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the tassel, you should know, he's of the Bnei Yaina family. And therefore, he's only kosher for a carbon when he's young. Tassel is pasul mishum teirin. He's not regarded as teirin. He's only kosher as a Bnei Yaina, which means to say, when he's mature, he's too big. He's not treated as a teir, which is okay when it's mature. Rather, he's classified as a Bnei Yaina, which is only acceptable when he's young. A bird called Datzifi, who's actually from the Toirin family, and also V'Toirin, the Toirin Shal Rechava, different type of Toirin, K'sherin, the Kasha when they're big, Mishum Toirin, on account of the fact that they're part of the Toirin family, P'sulim, Mishum Neyoyna, but not Kasha when they're small, like the Bnei Yoyna. Masif, Rav Daniel Barav Katin, I have a question. There's a Mishnah Maseches Para. So you're telling me that the tassel is part of the Yoina family, right? Here comes a Mishnah. Kol ha'ifais poislin, we turn to Amar Beis, poislin mechatas. So this is the water, the paraduma water. If a bird came and drank from it, problem is, if he would just suck one way, it would be okay, but since they drink and they drip back and there's an exchange of liquid, that liquid which comes back from the bird, right, the bird picks it up with his beak and it drips out, that water has been contained in the bird's you know, mechanism, and once it gets back into the paraduma water, it gets mixed in and makes it possible. So any bird that drinks poislam mechatas and validates the whole mechatas, the whole paraduma water, except chusminayon, except for the pigeon, because that only sucks like a straw, just sucks without sending anything back. Nation Swim Isa, now if the tussle is part of the Yoina family, let's assume, and its behavior as well conforms to the Yoina method of drinking, listening, the mission should add and say chutz, all birds are problematic except for Miyoina, right? Vitasl and Tasl as well. On Rab Zera, no, even though he's part of the family, but doesn't have the same table manners as the rest of the Bnei Yoina. On Rab Zera, Zem Moitzetsu Ma'omeki. The Tasl, although he sucks, but he does spit back a bit. Vizem Moitzetsu Ma'omeki, as opposed to the regular Yoina, who just sucks in and does not spit back. Omar of Yudah, Hani Kuvshani Tzitziani. Kuvshani are from the Torim family, and they're from a place called Tzitziani. They're acceptable as a carbon. Ksherim, the Gavim is Bech. Vehenein. And they have another name. They're the Torim Shal Rechava that we mentioned a minute ago. Meisve, here comes a Kasha. You know, once they have this sort of added name, this nickname, Tzitziani, that should invalidate them. So disqualify them from carbon. You need the original Torin. No generic knockoff brands. Mainstream of Akasha from a Brysa. Ezoiv. The Torah many times mentions the need for an Ezoiv, a certain type of grass used for the Metzor, used for the, you know, Paraduma. And we learn Ezoiv means the one and the original one. The, not, no copies. V'loi Ezoiv Yoin, not the Ezoiv Yoin. V'loi Ezoiv Koichli, the other one. V'loi, not the Ezoiv Roimi. V'loi Midbari. V'loi Kol Ezoiv Shiesh Hashem Livoi. Nor any other Ezoiv that has any add-on or, you know, descriptive. No. It's got to be the original one. So how can you use this off-brand Torah? Amar Abaye, I'll tell you why. It's true that the Torah, by stating Ezoiv, repeatedly in a way that teaches us that it's got to be just a pure Ezoiv, that rules out any other type that was present at that time at Matan Torah when the halacha, when the psukim were stated. I want this, says the Torah, and not the other one. So the pure Ezoiv, not the copy. But this new variety of Torah, they weren't around at that point. They didn't have this extra name, right? Right, so this off-brand wasn't there and was not accepted from the halacha. There was no exception. There was no ruling out of that other one which wasn't there yet. Amar Abaye, kol shenishtana mishmoy koydem ator, any type of material which got this sort of added name before Matan Torah, v'ikpidu lav Torah, and then the Torah comes and says, and specifies, no, only Ezoiv, not Ezoiv Yoin, and I... The conclusion is, Yesh Leishem Livui is possible. So an item with that added name is possible. But, Vahani, but these birds, Lo Nishtanu Shmon Koidem Matan Torah, their name wasn't altered before Matan Torah. It's only later that they got added. That name got added. So the Torah did not rule it out. And therefore they're okay. Rava Amar. Here comes another turret. Says Rava, you know what? They're not really mislabeled. It's just sort of a descriptive term, relates to their where they grow. Hani kufshani tzitziani. No, these birds, we call them tzitziani because they come from tzitziani. But in tzitziani, go there, visit it. They just call them regular tzitziani. But that's right, in their place, in their habitat, stama karilu. They're just called plain birds, plain tzitziani. So it's not really an added name. It's just a descriptive term used by people outside that city. And therefore, it's not considered Shem Livoi. It's the original Torah that are kosher. Amar Avyuda, Hani Krozi, certain type of grasshoppers, the Vechilfi, that are found amongst the thorns, Sharo, they're part of the kosher variety, or the Vechilfi, the ones that are found in the cabbage, Asir, they're Asir. They're not of the kosher variety. Amar Avinu, Malkin Alayim, Shem Sharet Zayif. In fact, if a person eats this second grasshopper, he gets malchus, as though he ate a non-kosher creature. There's no question that it's asr. Amar Yehuda, Tzrada, Shari. A bird called Tzrada is okay. It's a of the kosher family, but barda, no, that's asur. V'simanech, a good way to remember, bar minei. Bar minei means aside from it, get it out of the way. So barda, barda is bar, out of the way, that's asur. A bird called marda, well, that's a question mark, sveika. Omar v'asi, in fact, we have shmoina sveika saying to her, a total of 8 questionable birds whose status is unknown. Chuva, chuga, suga, v'harnuga, tushlumi, umarda, kechilna, uvarnafcha. My speakai, what's the question on these birds? The answer is like this. Oivai sahirim, for kubana niklav. So the question on the question is, I mean, we have those absolute kosher signs. Go check. What's the question? The answer is like this. A kosher bird has his kurkavan, his gizzard, his stomach, his niklav. You can hand peel the layers. But these birds, the tmein, versus a non-kosher bird, ain't kurkavan and niklav, their kurkavan is not peeled at all. It doesn't come apart. Vahani. And these 8 birds, well, they're somewhere in the middle. It peels, but not easily. Kurkavan and niklav, you can peel the layers off the stomach, but sakina by using a knife only. So that's the question. Does it count or not? Fact is, it does separate, but with a bit of effort. So is it considered kosher or not? Says the Gemara, how can you suggest that if it doesn't peel easily, it's a problem? Well, he bar avza, there was this young duckling, dava bay mar shmol, by bar shmol's place, to lihavel kamaklif kurkavan, they couldn't peel its kurkavan. So what do? He put out in the sun, till it softened, it came in the rough, he wanted it softened, iklif, they peeled it. Apparently, even if it comes with difficulty, it's still okay, hasam ki raf, iklif biyada. Yeah, difference is, over there when it softened, iklif biyada, it peeled manually. Hacha, but here, by these birds, avgav the rough, even if you let it sit and soften, let iklif elab sakina, it only peels with a knife, that's the question. Abaye. Here's another one to the list, tarnagoyla da agma, chad mishmoyna sveikasu. The tarnagoyla found in the... This specific tarnagoyla is one of the 8 sveikas. Vainu mardu, and that's the mardu on that list. Mardu, mardu, right? Omar papa, here's an interesting distinction. Tarnagoyla da agma, asirum. The chicken called tarnagoyla da agma, which has a male sounding name, tarnagoyla, versus tarnagoyles, right? Asira, that's asir. Tarnagolta, it sounds like a female, but actually, Farshim explained, it's not male and female of the same exact variety. It would be impossible that the male is, one is kasha, one is not. It's just another name for a slightly different variety. So one is called Tarnagoyla, one is called Tarnagolta da Agma. That's shari, that's okay, that's mutar. A good way to remember, Amoinis, we all know the halacha that a member of the Amoin nation cannot join Klal Yisrael, but only the males. But the females are allowed to join our community. So, in similar fashion, the female sounding, Tarnagota is okay versus the Tarnagoyla. Dorish Mareimar. Mareimar taught that Tarnagota the Agma is Asira. He says that actually, even Tarnagota was later deemed to be non kosher. Why? Chazyut darsava achla. Initially they figured it was okay, but then they saw that it's dyrus, it grabs its prey, it eats it off the ground. That's a sign of tumah. Vainu gerusan, that's the bird that also has a different name called gerusa. Amarav, a bird called shavar an darpata, that's okay, shari, that's one of the kosher. But piruz an darpata, similar sounding names, but very different. Asar, that's non-kosher, v'samanech. A sign to remember is Piruz Rashia. They had a wicked fellow in those days. His name was Piruz. So the bird, which has a similar name, Piruz Andarta, and Darpata is Asr. Amar Rav Huna. A bird called Bunya is Shari, is Mutar, is okay, but Parva, no, that's Asr. Mr. Malach. A good way to remember this one, Parva Amagusha, there was a fellow in those days. His name was Parva, and he was Amagusha, he was a magician. He wasn't an upstanding fellow, so the bird with a similar name is us, Amra Papa, a bird called Mardu Zagid Va'achel. He's okay, he's shari, he's from the kosher type. But Zagid Va'achel is Asr. It's a manach. A good way to remember the difference between these two is, well, Zagid means he bows down. And I meant to bow to idols. So that bird is not kosher, Amra Shmuel. A bird called Shas Yechamra, the one that drinks wine, is Asr, Asira. But, it's a manach. A good way to recall this one is Suyayim, Psun Lavoida. A kohen who drinks wine cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a wine drinking bird, so to speak. This name indicates non-kosher. Amar Shmuel, a bird called Mazka Chamra Asira. Mazka Chamra is Asir. We turn to the next page. But Bas Mazka Chamra, the bird with a similar name, Bas, the daughter of the Mazka Chamra, a different type of bird, that's from the kosher type, it's Shaya. Simanech. A good way to remember this one is, well, Yofa Koyach HaBen VeKoyach HaAv. There's a halacha where we find that sometimes the son, the offspring, has an advantage over his father regarding monetary issues. This is discussed in Maseches Shavuos. So just as a way to remember, so the offspring, in this case the Bas, the offspring, so to speak, of the Mazga itself is non-kosher, but the bird called Bas Mazga is considered kosher. Okay, so we had Rav Nachman to start off. He tells us, be careful. Before you eat, you got to know what's going on. Recognize, be familiar with the birds, study the different types and the names and the species. And you know that you're safe. According to Rav Ashi, we're not concerned about the Paris of Osnia because they're not found in urban areas. We spoke about many different types of birds, according to Rav Lezer, birds which are similar to the Eir, but regarded as such. We had the Rashi bringing the Gemara Bava Kama because he associates with them, which indicates that he's part of that species. Chacham disagree with that. We discussed using the original Ezev, the original Torin, and what qualifies as such. We discussed a list of birds which are kosher, non-kosher, and the ones in the middle, which are unknown. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.